Welcome back to Reflections. It's your host, Jorge Gonzalez. At the end of the last segment, I was talking about the Miss Universe and the, frankly, the chaos that has taken place. And, among that, I mentioned that Steve Byrne, the host, gave a very frank and lengthy description of all of his experiences. One of the things he was surprised at the U.S. Mainland feed through Telemundo was in Spanish, that it wasn't in Peacock. And so there was, I'm just saying what he said this morning in the YouTube. He said that normally in the past, he's had a very formal, Ernst & Young, a big auditing firm, would come up with the results, at the different moments. And this, he would just be given a piece of paper that looked very informal. At the end, nobody asked him for the paper, which he said, you would think this would be a critical document. Overall, from the beginning these contestants are there for 30 days working like crazy, sequestered in the hotel. And just from one activity to another, with tremendous stress, and he really felt for them, given all the controversy that has arisen, and how sad it is that the 120, one ends up winning, and all the rest, lose, and one of the things he comes out that towards the end, he said after the ceremony, there's an activity, and he would have thought that there would be a party, so everybody would socialize and all, and there just wasn't anything, and he just couldn't believe it. So, but he says that it was despite all the chaos and the stress that he had, and he just goes through all the details. I mean, it would take. It would take about half an hour, 40 minutes to sort of summarize it. But basically he says it was a great experience. He had a ball, and mostly he was so appreciative of the contestants and how professional, how they were and how hard they worked and how difficult their position was and all. So, I hope this some remedies take place to fix this, we're not dying, but the suffering brand of Miss Universe that's happening, and then all the other kinds of pageants will also kind of suffer along with it somewhat. So it's a sad situation, and hope for Puerto Rico that one way or other these things are dispelled. The kinds of issues that are taking place with the criminal actions against the owners. Grant Thornton is the auditing firm and restructuring of that corporation that the Taiwanese owner has operated under. Let's see. Fingers crossed. Incidentally, it was an ex-juror who Omar Harfouch, who resigned and said that the whole thing was decided beforehand, that the whole process was fraudulent. It's a sad situation, and let's keep our fingers crossed that things will take place. And if you just go into YouTube with Miss Universe, it was a Lupita Jones. She was the licensee for Mexico, and she describes everything that's taken place in detail. So there's plenty of of interest in gossip and things happening, with respect to this particular. Pageant. So let's see. Let's move on. There was an article talking about I thought it was about size, you know, but it really isn't. Arthur Brooks, and I'm changing completely the topic to a certain extent, although the transition is small Miss Mexico. Arthur Steve Brooks is one of my favorite persons. He teaches at the Harvard Business School on happiness and successful well-being. And he writes a lot in the Atlantic Monthly. And he wrote an article recently on to get happier, make yourself smaller. But it's not smaller in stature like me. Self-esteem is overrated. The better path to enlightenment is through contemplating one's insignificance. And basically the article says that students in the astronomy and certain other activities get a high and uplifting with realizing that they're really not as important as they thought they were. And I think we have that when we go into nature. I think we have that, you know, either, you know, contemplating. I mean, when you're on the ocean, you're just looking to infinity. When you're looking up at the sky, astronomy, as he's saying, when you're in the woods and it just extends with all the trees. I just thinking this Monday, I spent, it was about 4.5 to 5 hours with my grandson and Lolo, the person who works with me in the farm. And we were breaking a trail on a boundary that's been always a tough one. And we hadn't worked on it for quite a while. And there was a section that we never really were able to figure out where the boundary was. And we're going to call that trail El Camino Ale, after my grandson, Alejandro. And he and I, the three of us with our machete, 5 hours on this trail, and we made a mistake. We have to go back. There's a section we still have to discover. It's one of these sections. Instead of being a straight line, it's not that clear. And so in these surveys, it's from one street, one kind of tree to another tree. Some of those trees are no longer there. So it's tough. And you know, one of the things that makes Lolo very, very happy, because is that there's barbed wire, and sometimes that barbed wire is right through the very middle of the tree. That the tree had just grown around, was probably a very small little twig at the time. What I'm getting at is the nature and in the woods, you know, kind of can overwhelm you. And this was happened on Monday in Calle, and where we have the farm. One of the things that this Arthur Brooks is mentioning is that if we sort of, and I'm thinking now, what sort of brought me into perspective at times, and you know, the course, he was talking about astronomy, but the courses like anthropology, where you saw all of a sudden, you know, go way, way, way back, and you realize how little you are in this whole cog of life, and also this. This is an interesting theory. To get happier, make yourself smaller. Make your, you know, make it clear. Make it clear that you're not, you know, the end of the world. So an interesting perspective. Another article that came out, it has to do, and we'll finish with that in about 5 minutes. It's an article. This is another one by Time Magazine. Last week, it was on emotional health and how it improves as you go along with the students probably being, from an emotional standpoint, the least stable and therefore more depressed and more anxiety and more stress. And then you as you go along in the best years in 65, 70, where you have the best emotional stability, and you're happier from that point of view. And that's emotional stability is the most important thing for our well-being. And this is also a Time magazine article. It's by Dr. Daniel Amen, he's a psychiatrist, founder of the Amen Clinics, and he has a book called Change Your Brain, Change Your Pain. And as I said, the title is How Gratitude Transforms Our Physical and Mental Health. And it's a November 26 article. And it goes along with, came out on Thanksgiving, and how important our being grateful is in so many ways. And last week in Thanksgiving, I was saying, by being grateful, you become humble because you're thanking people and realizing that you're here because of the great things that people do for you. You become humble. You're grateful with the presence that you're alive and doing well. So you're also humble realizing that this can be taken away with. Taken away from you, and so you're enjoying the present. And as he says, that saying thank you, it's more than just saying thank you. It's a mindset of appreciation. It says gratitude isn't just good manners; it's good neuroscience. It shifts our focus from what's missing to what's meaningful. Reminds us that even in hardship, there's something to be thankful for. And it ends up the article. It's not a very long article. It says the living with a posture of thankfulness improves sleep, stabilizes emotions, sharpens memory, and can even add years to your life. Gratitude doesn't just make you feel better; it makes your brain work better. And it says this Thanksgiving, make gratitude more than a seasonal celebration. Thankfulness needs to become a daily ritual. One that transforms not just mood, but your brain and body. And then it ends up with this paragraph. You don't need a holiday to be thankful. Notice the sun or the breath in your lungs. Don't wait to begin practicing this lifestyle of thankfulness. Start now. Your brain and the quality of your life will depend on it. And this this article reminded me of a book which I pulled out and was able to find. And it's by Sonia Lyubomirsky, L-Y-U-B as in boy, O-M-I-R-S-K-Y, Lyubomirsky, Sonia. And it's title of the book is The How of Happiness, and a practical guide to getting your life what you want. And she defines, she gives a great deal of importance to gratitude, and she defines the gratitude and on page 88 says the world's most prominent researcher and writer about gratitude, Robert Emmons, defines it as a felt sense of wonder, thankfulness, and appreciation for life. And by the definition, the practice of gratitude involves a focus on the present moment, appreciating your life as it is today and what has made it so. And then she goes on to describe, eight benefits that gratitude provides, and different whether it's different people that are in the psychiatry and psychology world. I think one of the biggest emphasis in terms of our attitudes, and we can make a habit, and we can make sure that we say thank people and be happy and grateful about the present day. That gratefulness is And gratitude is really at the top of the list. So this article in Time Magazine for Thanksgiving, this book on the how happiness that emphasizes it, and with Thanksgiving last week, and this the message to use this this day of being grateful, to use it to go forward and make it a habit, make it something important, develop a gratitude journal, and thank people, and consider how fortunate we are. Even in different things. As a person, David Byrne, and the host of the Miss Universe, despite all the chaos, he found that it was a great experience, and he was happy for the experience. And that's the way we've got to go at the world. So be grateful. Have a good week. Look forward to having you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.